the people who run Amazon are saying, listen, just because that's our other headquarters, that doesn't mean it's going to be in second place. It's going to be fabulous. Locally, we actually have some individuals who put in this request for a proposal with Amazon. John Augustine is the president and CEO of Penn's Northeast. And you put this together, right, John?
We did. Good morning, Sue. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and it's great to talk to you again.
You as well.
All right. Now, when you got wind that this was happening, they had certain specs that they were looking for, and how did you decide that by combining our area, you could come up with a spot that would please them?
Sure. Well, Penn's Northeast is a regional economic development group that has its membership based in five counties, Luzerne, Lackawanna, Wayne, Monroe, and Schuylkill. And the whole reason why we were created was that all too often, communities were responding to projects individually. And we realized a long time ago that our greatest resources come regionally when we collectively pull those assets together. So when the Amazon RFP came out and we first took a look at it, we said, you know, there's a lot of things here where we might not be the fit. However, if we apply as a region, we meet almost every single level of requirement. And so that's what we decided to do.
All right. So what are the parts of the RFP that you feel we are very, very qualified to meet?
So you can find a location anywhere in the country to put a building, but what you really need is talent. And when it comes to Amazon's headquarters, they're really on the cutting edge of talent. We're looking at artificial intelligence, robotics, and technology moving extremely quickly. And so the first thing that we looked at was our colleges and universities, and found that with approximately 19 colleges, we have over 40,000 students that are in graduate and undergraduate programs. We have over a million people that live and work in those regional counties. We have a great quality of life. And so as we started to look at all of these aspects and kind of bring them to the top, that's what we decided to showcase to Amazon.
Okay, so we have the young and engaged student population, which is good. What else do we have to offer as a region?
So we have a great transportation infrastructure when it comes to Interstate 80 and 81, you know, two of the major highways in the area where a lot of commerce is moving. You have the ability to partner with those colleges and universities. We often hear that, you know, there are no good jobs and people leave. Well, what a great opportunity that this would be for folks to stay. This certainly, this process is life-changing for community. But when I compare ourselves to, you know, a Denver or an Austin, then you look at the salaries that Amazon's talking about, you know, $100,000 a year. Those aren't necessarily extremely high salaries in major metro areas. They're life-changing in northeastern Pennsylvania. When we look at the amount of opportunities that a company like that would have to come into a community like ours and literally grow it, overnight, we feel gives us, you know, a chance. The other thing that we saw is that in doing this for 15 years, RFPs and criteria almost never stay the same, and things are constantly changing. So, you know, the hope is that if it's not Amazon, maybe it's that next company. Maybe we have the chance to grow the next Amazon.
You know, that's our hope always, is that if not one, then the other, John. Because I think for a long time, the people who live here feel that they're often passed over for things. And there's always been this specter out there that some things are kept away from them on purpose. And I don't know how true that is. But in regards to it being our turn, I think it should be. Is the corporate tax rate in Pennsylvania a problem for big companies that are looking at us?
You know, certainly it is. I mean, we have one of the highest corporate netting taxes in the country. And, you know, I know our legislators are constantly looking at that. That's certainly one aspect. There's a lot of different ways you can incorporate it as a company and where you do it. And certainly when you look at Amazon, they're pretty good about, you know, what they pay in taxes. But again, that's only one component of it. We really need to make sure that collectively we're doing our best to make sure that folks know that northeastern Pennsylvania is open for business, whether it be Amazon or anyone else. And the one thing that I can say is that for the first time that I can certainly remember, and most others, this is one of the first time our community ever came together to do a truly regional application, where everybody said it's not about necessarily me or my specific city. It's about northeastern Pennsylvania. And the cooperation that we've had from our partners has been unbelievable. In the packet, it's actually in the air as we speak on the way to Seattle to their headquarters. We have numerous letters of support from legislators, from the congressional level down to a local supervisor. We've never done that before. We've never pooled those collective resources. And the idea is, well, why can't we do this for the next company? Why can't we use that level of support, that level of interest to try to attract other businesses here?
Well, I think once you open the door to this kind of collaboration, it certainly does bode well for the future. I know you've probably, John, been reading about some of the other places that are also interested and some of the things they've promised in their RFPs, which go outside the guidelines, obviously. Right. Did you put any kind of trickery in here or promise that would make this stand out, or did you just kind of play it down the middle?
Well, there's a couple wow things in there that fortunately we're going to have to wait until at least gets to Amazon to share. But, we wanted to promise first is the ability of our people to deliver the product that Amazon wants. We see tax incentives across the board from other communities, and that's that necessary evil, right? That you're darn if you do, you're darn if you don't. Right. And, we have to look at, playing that part and making sure that we are as competitive as other areas. What's interesting is that this is an interesting way to do an RFP. Usually they're clouded in secrecy. You get Project X across your desk, mm-hmm. and you don't know, who the company is or what they're necessarily looking for. And Amazon has really turned things around by saying, we are going to do the most public process out there. And certainly I think that gives communities like ours and Pennsylvania the ability to see what are other states doing, what are other communities doing, and how can we learn from what they've put on the table.
Well, I know that out in Pittsburgh, they've actually promised free sandwiches. I know that because I heard it on a news report. There were some other things that people have been using as, their own flash, but you're just not going to tell us what you have planned, huh?
Not yet, but, we'll certainly give, some free Old Forge pizza and, whatever else that we need to do to get Amazon here. Certainly, we will put our best foot forward.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, an interesting piece of history that, you well know that, our area fueled the Industrial Revolution. Mm-hmm. And now, Amazon has the opportunity to fuel our technological evolution. We're just getting started, and what a great opportunity for a company like that to come into our area, really revitalize how we do business, and really give folks an opportunity to do some amazing things.
Yeah, and this area does have a good heritage in many ways, and sometimes it is maligned, but I believe that, like you, we could be, because we were before, and maybe when I was up in the cemetery the other day, I should have prayed at the grave of Jesse Fell. I don't know, but I was there, and I should have said, hey, Jesse, what do you say? What do you say, buddy? I mean, here's a guy that fought in the American Revolution and then burned the coal in the grate, so he had it all going on. And we also have outstanding people who are in the community, and sometimes we forget that we have had some big wins here. We're just waiting for the next one. Have you seen any of those X proposals come across your desk recently that you think have some potential for us, John?
Yeah, I have. Our area is hot right now. We're hot on two things, I think, that are really going on from a trend standpoint. There's no question that e-commerce distribution is on fire in northeastern Pennsylvania as folks want their packages today or tomorrow. The warehouses of yesterday are certainly not what we're seeing today. So we will announce with partners a couple hundred more jobs that will be coming, for example, to the Hanover Industrial Park and some large buildings there. There's spec buildings being built constantly. In 3 years, almost no building has started construction and been completed without a company looking to come in and take that. Manufacturing is also, we're experiencing a comeback. Because of the prices of oil and natural gas being low, we're seeing plastics manufacturers. We just announced, there's 90 jobs coming to the Hazleton area that's going to be a plastics manufacturer that will fall over the East Coast. You're going to see the food cluster continue to grow along with metal fabrication. So I think we have a really good opportunity right now. Our economy is strong. We need to make sure that we train good workers for good wages, not minimum wage jobs, but those that what we want to attract. And I know, you know, the rumors about keeping wages, that's not the case at all.
Okay.
If I can bring in the highest paying jobs, at the end of the day, that's the best thing that we can do for our community.
Well, we'll see what happens, and so we wait. Is there any kind of indication of how Amazon will proceed after the closing of the submission process for the RFPs? What's next?
Well, I can only imagine that their headquarters today looks like one of their distribution centers where they're receiving hundreds of packages, with today being the deadline. So we know there's a lot of RFPs en route, and it will take some time for them to go through that. They have indicated that they will most likely not make a decision until next year, but we certainly aren't going to wait till next year to stop our efforts. That we're just going to keep moving on. We'll announce next week what we've submitted, what properties we've put out there, what we did to try to be creative by partnering with some local schools. And again, the hope is that Amazon wasn't always a billion-dollar company. They started small. And they started somewhere. And so, again, if it's not Amazon, we want folks to know we want you in northeastern Pennsylvania, and we'll do our best to help you grow into the next Amazon.
John Augustine, the president and CEO of Penn's Northeast, giving us the background on Amazon HQ2. So it was nice to talk to you, and I wish us well. Of course I do. I would be a fool not to. And I would hope that, if not this one, maybe in the future we can get another one. Thanks for doing the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Sue. Really appreciate it. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.